Blog
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth
drama.
Smooth drama.
All right, welcome to Smooth Drama with your host Dick Hugger. Tonight we gonna talk about. We always talk about smooth drama. Anyway, if you want to hear from us, well, not if you want to hear from us, because if you're listening, you're already hearing from us. I want to hear from you, actually. So, give me a call, 646-929-2037. The call number. Once again, call number 646-929-2037. And, as always, I know some of y'all are shy. If you're a little too scared to give me a call, you can always email me, dick@smoothdrama.com. Once again, you're afraid to give me a call, you can email me, dick@smoothdrama.com, and I will read your email because I'm like that. Also, for those of you who want to keep up with what we do here at Smooth Drama, special events, whatnot, you can hit us up by texting the word Smooth Drama to the number 41411. Once again, you can text the word Smooth Drama to the number 41411 so that we can stalk you, because, you know, I've always been looking forward to having my own set of stalkers and stalking in return, because it's pretty cool to be able to stalk people. Also, if you're listening on Blog Talk or you're watching My Face That's Made for Radio on Smooth Drama TV, you can put your replies into the chat room. And I will read your replies there also. So, speaking of replies, some of you may know, if you're a sports person, we got that fight coming up this weekend. Manny Pacquiao against Antonio Margarito. I was looking forward to it a little bit, but not as much till I actually read where Antonio Margarito, he made a video, him and Brandon Rios, where they were making fun of Manny Pacquiao's trainer, Freddie Roach, where, for those of you who don't know, Freddie Roach, who is Manny Pacquiao's trainer, he has Parkinson's disease. And some of you know that people with Parkinson's disease, depending on what level they are, they lose certain control of body functions, whatnot. And, you know, they have the shake and whatnot, and they are off kilter a little bit. And so Margarito and Brandon Rios made a video where they were pretending like they were Freddie Roach, and that they were tilting their heads inside and holding their arms out and speaking in a manner such as Freddie Roach does. All I know is, I know you got them hands out in the video, Margarito. You might want to keep them hands up in front of your face, because I'm thinking, because I thought that if you would have stayed low-key, you might have had a chance. But doing shit like that, which is low class, by the way, I mean, being that you're the one that's accused of the hand wraps and shouldn't really be boxing anyway, for you to do some low class shit like that on video on YouTube, for that matter, for those of you who are interested in seeing some scum shit like what he did. Yeah, I'm thinking you might get knocked out. I hope it hurts. Not that you don't know how that feels anyway, but it's sad. I mean, I kind of thought Margarito had a chance, but you do stuff like that, you don't really, really deserve the opportunity. You know, he's showing no class at all. I mean, it's one thing you want to talk about the guy because he said some mean things to you, but there's another when you go ahead and do that kind of thing. Just shows a lack of class. Moving on, speaking of lack of class, a couple of months ago, there was a little thing down in my favorite state of Florida. I guess there's something about Florida that makes folks want to do stupid stuff. They had an email that was being sent out to folks on how to be a pedophile. It was a pedophile manual that was being sent out in emails in Florida, originating in Florida and whatnot. Now, there's a guy who is selling his book on Amazon, and it's called The Pedophile's Advice Book. Now, I don't know about anybody else, but it's hard to believe that somebody would do that. But it's the actual name of the book is The Pedophile's Guide to Love and Pleasure, which a guy named Philip Greaves. So, ladies or gentlemen, if you're dating this individual, you might want to stop. He got some issues. He published this, and this was on Amazon, as a matter of fact. And it was on, you could have got it on your Kindle for a minute also. When it was put out there, there was a little uproar, and it went from to 146 in roughly a week because, of course, people talked about it. And then when you talk about it, people buy it for some strange reason. You know, there's no strange reason. Obviously, they're pedophiles, and they wanted to get some tips on love and pleasure, the pedophile way, obviously. I don't know no other reason why you would buy a book that's named The Pedophile's Guide to Love and Pleasure unless you are a pedophile and you're planning on loving and pleasuring yourself the pedophile way. Which I guess maybe it's a whole bunch of priests that, okay, I won't go there. But still, the fact that this man was allowed, some people are going off because he actually was allowed to publish this book, which he self-published, and I'm sure he's made his money back over 1,000 times over, but it's just sad that people actually bought it, because I mean, people can protest it, and I'm not really against him per se being able to publish his book. I just look at it like anything else. I can look at it, I can talk about it, but just because I look at it and talk about it, it is not compelling enough for me to buy. And people who bought it, I just see them as the people with issues. You know, and I know there are some people that are against that freedom of speech, whatnot, but hey, you know, I'm sure there's a few books out there that some people are against, but some people are for it. Now, obviously, this one is not one of those books that people should really be wanting to buy. But once again, I don't question the guy for putting it out. I mean, I do, because there's obviously something wrong with him. But I just wonder who would want to buy that. I mean, obviously, there's something wrong with this guy who made it. But who would buy this shit? Except for pedophiles, of course. So, hey, whatever floats your boat, I hope there's plenty of pedophile love to go around for you when you eventually end up in the slammer. I hope they're really, really good to you there. And speaking of being good to you, right now we're going to take a before we get to the point of no return. And you know I'm cheesy like that because I always like to plug the name of the song. This is HISD, Point of No Return.
You get another shot of moon water.
Got your man coming right up.
Thank you, sir.
Not a problem.
Keep the change.
A whole C note?
Yeah, I know I gave you a C note. But I'm seeing green.
Okay.
Doesn't matter to me. Feeling good, baby. Feeling good.
Okay, it's nothing major to a player getting while the getting's good. First round draft pick, picture that we out the hood. Picture that he living good, balling out on hardwood. Since we in the moment, he gon' lift it up like Hollywood. Draft night, cash night, the homie brought a brick of that. Finest of the finest, white, my nigga, where you get that at? Take a whiff of that, and a sniff of that, but take your time with it. Put your tongue on the tip of that. The whole world's an ashtray for Eddie Kane, remember that? But nights like this, I wish to God we could bring him back. But back to the party, moon, water, Bacardi. Lines on the table, he's stretching like calamari. 20 minutes later, experience out of body. Point of no return, cocaine's a hell of a hobby. Word to Bobby.
Know where to fly. Know where to go. You gotta know where to go. Knowing to fly, knowing to go.
Cheers for the year, nigga getting it in. Liver meat in the den, leave him pissing again. And then 1 to 10, now 5 is kicking in. He's up to 6, forget that anger managing. He rips, sip the moon water, dipped in that southern blend. But it don't mix like lamps and halogens. Unable, can't shine under the table. Flow poisoning, ambulance is motoring. They can't bring him back, the flat rhyme. Leaning on cats up to 9 and no lives. 10's the best teacher, marked his tomb home. It sliced a nigga like tombstone pizza. Leisure turned into a nightmare feature. Stumbled over words not worth hollering to speaker. Slobber like sleeping as a mouth open creature. Regurg spit twists the pits in his stomach. Oh, he didn't know.
Knowing to fly. Knowing to go.
You
gotta know where to go. Knowing to fly. Knowing to go.
Gotta know. Late night action, low and browns and Latin. Moonwater crew with plans to hit the second. Get a text from this dip filled with passion. Say she want it all night long, how can you pass it? In a flash, 59 South dashing. Gallery of chicks with thick hips and smashing. Mo cushion, good looking for mom's cooking. If sex is a weapon, she about to get booking. Pumped like rabbits, guess she got a daily habit. Pound for pound, put it down without the condom wrapping. Sweat trickle like rain and wonder how this happened. Don't even know this chick, but hope she ain't clapping. Months pass at the crib, back to playing Madden. Get a text from this dip who say her belly fattin'. She only got 4 months to carry. Telling mom and dad that she about to get married to you. What do you do?
Knowing to fly. Knowing to go. You gotta know where to go. Knowing to fly. Knowing to go. You gotta know. Yeah, she on a whole nother level with it. 3 shots, 4 shots, 9 shots, she done did it. Knowing when they can't hold they liquor. Triggered all kind of truth in her mind as she gon' deliver.
to appearance in the moonshine. Fat off the go, give her both a piece of her mind. Job is sloppy, crying, not and wanna hurt him. Gone off the alcohol, cause it's a true serum. Some kind of way she still managed to make it there. To her keys at the house while she's screaming out, y'all never kid. And she waking all the neighbors too, looking around like, what the F y'all gonna do? Here's finally came down, daddy snapped her quick. Struck her in the house, slapped her like, whoosh, whoosh. She like, bumped that enough of this bitch shit. To pull a piece out of hers and she emptied it. I'm like, damn.
Know when to fly, know when to go. You gotta know when to go. Know when to fly, know when to go.
You gotta know.
Turn off of their new album, The Weeknd. And The Weeknd, it's coming. Can you feel it? Nothing can save you. Except for Google. Well, not Google saving you, but the funny thing is, Google redrew the Nicaraguan border, and because they redrew the Nicaraguan border, a territory dispute developed. It's like Google started a war between Nicaraguan officials, whatnot. Two countries was fighting over a piece of land over by the San Juan River, which is on the Caribbean coast. And one of the Nicaraguan officials cited the Google Maps version of the border as justification for a raid of the area. Now, ain't that some shit? That is hilarious. They are fighting over a piece of land that Google has deemed as the map area. I'm like, Google is like cyber thugs now. Like, yeah, this is where it is. And they're fighting over what Google says. I last time I checked, I didn't know Google can tell folks what's what and where it should be and why. It's just funny. It's just way too funny for me that they would actually take that seriously and do that instead of sitting up and talking. Well, obviously, these aren't smart individuals anyhow. And the fact that Google, you know that thing that we click in the corner, google.com, to find some shit? Google started a war, a dispute. I'm hoping that doesn't come to the United States. I'd hate to have my neighbor come over and try to kill me, shoot me, whatnot, because Google drew my yard into his yard and then his own, because Google said, hey, it's on. Woo! Nicaragua. Y'all need to stop. Y'all need to stop for real. I guess. Bullshit is bullshit. Well, not bullshit, but just that season, you know, it's starting to get towards anybody who listens to me know this is not my favorite time of the year. This is the time of the year when, you know, you got to look out for what you got, because you got all these criminals trying to steal some shit so they can have Christmas cheer. Funny as that sounds, huh? Steal some shit so you can have Christmas cheer, because as we all know, the Christmas season, that's when all the stealing starts. All the robbing and stealing and folks being up 3-4 in the morning standing long ass lines so that they can buy some shit that's on sale all year. But I'm not hating on your holiday. I'm just giving you some tips. The Topeka Zoo, which is in Kansas, any of y'all listening there, they are selling elephant shit. Elephant shit is going to go on sale. What they do is they let it dry. They pick it up, they let it dry, and then they throw some glitter and all this other stuff, and then they put it into all type of different shapes, from Hershey Kisses to Frisbees, put a little glitter or whatever, paint, and they sell it in their arts and crafts store. So anybody, and I think you can find it online, anybody who wants some shit, and you want to send some shit to people, literally, Topeka Zoo. They're taking online orders also. Elephant shit. Shiny elephant shit. Kind of funny. It's not funny, but it is. For some strange reason. Now, the funny thing is, you know, we've had this bed bug problem that's been talked about in the United States for a minute. In New York especially, they say that's where the highest level of infestation is, and they're talking about, I guess, or the report just came out the past 2 months of this school year, there have been like 336 confirmed cases of bed bugs in school, nearly triple what was happening last year. And it takes me back, if you know me, I'm a conspiracy theorist to my heart. My father, actually. Hold on. My main man is here. Black Steel, what's up, baby?
Dick Hugger, what's going on with you?
I'm good. How you living?
Oh, man, I'm living good. I'm living good. You know, right now I'm on my grind, you know, just trying to make it happen.
All right. I feel you there.
So what's going on? What's up with you, big dog?
Lately. And I was actually talking about, you know, my pops came to me couple weeks back, and he was talking about, he was like, you know what the greatest thing a terrorist could do?
What's that?
Ship bed bugs. He's like, it's the perfect terrorist bomb. You ship bed bugs. He's like, because you can't detect it, and it'd be perfect.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, and I was sitting up there, I was like, damn, I never thought about it like that. But, hey, I mean, if you think about it, you ship, because you know how we make nothing here in the United States any longer.
Yeah, exactly.
So everything is shipped from overseas. And do we have bed bug detection software? Probably not.
Nope.
So you can just ship it. You can ship a whole bunch of bed bugs and infest the whole nation. And it's kind of annoying. And I thought about that, and I was like, remember we had the whole West Nile and all that other stuff?
Nile and SARS and, all that stuff.
Yeah, you think that's the perfect way to kind of ruin people. You just keep giving them diseases, infestation. Now, I'm sure there's folks who would think that I'm not making no sense, but it kind of makes sense to me.
Yeah, pretty much,
yeah. Yeah, because they know they can't out-bomb you. I mean, we got more bombs than everybody combined. We got more bullets than everybody combined. You can't fight us like that, but you ship a whole bunch of bed bugs over, you can just mess people all up. It's demoralizing.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, it wouldn't be for me. I wouldn't want no parts of it. I mean, you think about, bed bugs, like, oh shit. And you got to wash everything you have, all your furniture, and, I mean, that's a whole lot that you have to do.
Yeah. They would need to first figure out how to control it, because then, you figure if you're shipping it to us, they would need to learn how to control it first, because, if they go about it in the wrong way, they might have an infestation and an outbreak also. So, that makes sense.
But you would just ship over the eggs. Ship them over in the mattresses. The mattresses in the store, they hatch. They get on other mattresses, in your clothes, carpet, whatever, and they just spread out. Just a thought.
Yeah, somebody at the other end taking notes, like, okay.
No, my daddy brought it to my attention. I was like, yeah, that kind of makes sense. It would be perfect. You can't really blame anybody, but you can laugh every time you see a report that there's the higher level of infestation everywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
And there's nothing you can do. I mean, sort of like, case in point, there's that idiot on TV, Glenn Beck, who came out and during his show, he said that they've been warning for a year that the powers that be behind the Obama administration are preparing to stage a false flag event that will be blamed on its political opposition to derail the movement against big government. So he's saying that the left wing has a political agenda that is going to, they're going to create a Oklahoma City bombing type deal. And that's going to stop them from taking back the government, because people are going to be scared.
Now, do we really believe that?
Well, no, I mean, I can believe it, but I'm saying that's been true for every generation. I mean, we've always had an enemy, but in the 40s and 50s, it was Russia, remember? The Russians were going to come over and bomb us up.
Yeah, it's been the Russians for years. Even when I was growing up, Russia, that's when they had missiles in the ground, and, it was supposed to be, what was it called, the missile war?
The Cold War that we've
been
having.
The Cold War, exactly.
Yeah, so And now, I mean, because some of us believe, I know I'm one of them, I know folks think I'm crazy, but I think that 9/11 was one of those things that was perpetrated to enact certain laws and put money out. And we look at 9/11 and the spiraling downhill of what happened with 9/11. 9/11 happened. We have the Patriot Act. We declare war on Iraq for some strange reason. I mean, we declared war on Afghanistan with the guy, but all the terrorists happened to be from Saudi Arabia, but we didn't declare war on them. But we, of course, went to Iraq, and we spent how many untold billions fighting for our freedom in Iraq who had nothing to do with it?
Well, we know what that whole Iraq, you know, we know what that whole Iraq thing was about. You know, him, Bush, you know, it was all about he wanted to finish what his daddy started, and it was more or less them going over there to try to steal the oil, basically.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah, but that goes back to the whole thing where we can say that we can point to, like, 9/11 and say those events kind of got us into the economic mess that we're in now, because we spent so many untold billions there that could have been spent here looking for weapons of mass destruction that weren't there.
Yeah, they could have used all that money to stabilize the housing market, to institute some sort of national health care plan. Yeah, basically, they just threw our money away to try to, you know, find something that wasn't there.
Right. And they knew they wasn't there.
Yeah, they did.
The
they knew
place.
It wasn't there.
So, I mean, but, and then for this dude to say, well, the Oklahoma City bombing and skip over 9/11, they're saying that the Obama administration is going to have one of these terrorist threat deals that come down. You know, I don't really care. It's to a point where I pay attention to none of that stuff. We've been code orange, red, blue, green. You know, we've had all these guys. We've caught the number two man in the Taliban the last 10 years. We catch one every month. We just caught the number two man again. Al-Qaeda, you know how that always happens. Number two is not the place you want to be. Number one, we had a report that came out where they said they knew where Osama bin Laden was. They got an idea, and I'm like, well, why not just drop a bomb on the whole area and then call it a day?
Yeah, to see who comes out with their hands up. Something.
If you know where he is, don't take him out so we can get this over with. But we know that it's never been about the cure, because it's all about the re-up. You have no excuse, no bad guy to blame and try to go kill. So, it came out this week where they were talking about Al-Qaeda leader dying at the Pentagon just months after 9/11. They ain't talking about that.
Yeah, never heard about that one.
Yeah, this is some dude, Anwar al-Awlaki. He's first on the American, on the CIA killer capture list. But a few months after September 11th, he was at the White House for dinner. Funny as that sounds.
that's comedy right there.
it's one of those things where you hear people talking, and we know, obviously there's this shift in, well, it's not a shift in the country, but it's a political game where the right, the so-called right, attacks the so-called left and vice versa. And they all talk about each other. And I look at it like, as somebody who lived a little bit and watched a little bit in life, they're all the same guy. When it comes to voting pay raises for Congress, it's not just Republican, it's Democrat. They all vote unanimously to make sure that they get paid.
Yeah, and they always feel that they should get paid more for what they don't do.
Right.
And that's like any situation. Like, at my job, man, if they, you know, gave it down to us, well, you know, we need to take a vote on, you know, who wants a pay raise. Everybody going to say, oh, I do, and, well, how much do you want? And everybody's going to have a different opinion. And, you know, that's how it is. And, you know, because they're in that position and they have that power, like you said, who ain't going to vote a pay raise?
Right. And it's funny how they vote unanimously for a pay raise, but at the same time, you'll always hear the comments about, well, we need to save money and we need to help these businesses out by cutting the minimum wage. Do we really need the minimum wage and all this other stuff? I'm like, yeah, if you want to cut the minimum wage, that's fine, but cut the maximum wage too.
Yep, exactly. They need to save money so that they can get a pay raise. And, you know, it doesn't look real suspect that, you know, how are we going to get a pay raise? Well, we need to get some funding here so they start cutting in other places. And that's the cycle. That's how it goes.
No, it's not a real cycle. Well, it's a cycle, but it's funny how it always goes like that, and you'll have all these people, these tea parties, coffee parties, all these people talking about, oh, we want to take government back, but everything they do attacks poor folks. Nobody ever attacks the folks that vote themselves all the money. I've never understood, and I still will never understand the whole when the healthcare debate was out there. And the old men out there wrestling, beating each other up. And you had all these folks out there just mad because the help for poor folks was out there. You want to help poor people. People who don't have health care. I never get that. And now, you know, we just had this election, and they're talking about repealing health care. And I'm like, is that what the people want? I mean, is this really what the people want? People want appeal helping people. Now, I understand when you talk about you want to repeal the rights of illegal citizens. I got that. I'm cool with that. If you're not a citizen, you shouldn't get benefits. I'm cool with that. I have no argument with that. But if you're a citizen, you have the right to benefit. Just common sense, right? It makes sense. But that's not what, I mean, that's not cool. I mean, it's like, it's the exact opposite of what it should be. I mean, it's like, here in America, we're mad at the people who we shouldn't be mad at. It's like, you know, growing up, people always attack the smart kids. Like, you know, you call them nerds, da-da-da, because they smart, they can actually read and write and all this other stuff, and there's something wrong with them. But we celebrate the cool-ass dummies. They can dunk, they can catch the football with one hand or throw that touchdown, whatnot, or hit a home run. We celebrate them, but nobody celebrates smart folks. And at the same time, now you look in politics, whatnot, we vote for those who are down for the enrichment of the already well-to-do. Nobody's down for poor folks. And we talking about the groups of poor people. I wonder sometimes.
We all wonder sometimes about a lot of different things that's going on in this country.
Yeah. Well, On that note, man, I'm gonna go back, cause I and when I go back, I'm gonna go back to something you may not have heard in a minute, and Pure Righteousness, Lakeem Shabazz.
Oh,
you need
man.
A little more of this.
Live with a masterpiece, with every summer's breeze. The knowledge I possess is power of self, and it gives me the strength to go for lift. You're yapping, flapping off at the lid, cause you must have been sleeping, now you slept. You see, you're lost in the source voice that you forget I kept for being intact, and I'm fucked it. It's elevated, created straight from total darkness. I breathe your mental calm, words I heard, I could do this, because my mind is my third eye. I show and prove, the multitude is the crowd that I will move. I have to say today, you and your boy, you're not right for this. A roar is where I stand in a square of pure righteousness. Anything not contaminated, but reanimated. First I was living the life of a blind one. Now I'm sincere, polite, and a kind one. The devil planted fear in my heart. I was just a child, that was long ago. In the meanwhile, I manipulate them. Then I make them kneel to the power of God, cause I'm hard and I take them. Through trials and tribulations, mouths of aggravation, I'm yearning, undetermined, my determination. It's strong, I have the will to fill you. Fill you with the cream of life and appeal to the adolescent crowd who are youngsters. Dump all your rack bombs into my dumpster. I came to say that you are not right for this. The roar is rare, I stand on the square of your righteousness. See, I'm righteous. You wonder how I got to this. Think about it. My hypothesis, an educated guess upon who can manifest. Ejaculate lyrics into the mic at your request. Well, it's me, G-O-D, I'm God. My number is 7, I'm deaf. And all those things that coincide with dopeness. It didn't take long to perform and to quote this. A lyrical prophet prophesizing poetry. Why don't you rise up? Come on and talk me into this realm while I dwell as a king. The brothers follow the path of rap, a rock team. I'm in spite of life, some other nights and tasteful. The stage is a battlefield, that's where I'm gonna waste you. To be specific, yo, I'm terrific, talented, and gifted. You're wondering if it's a brother being careless. Try to compare this rhyme to another and see, your result will be fatal. Because the God is willing and able, you're like a brand new baby. I rock your cradle, I'm telling you, boy. You ain't right for this. The war is where I stand in the square of pure righteousness.
With your host Dick Hugger and my main man Black Steel.
I'm up in here.
That was Lakeem Shabazz, Pure Righteousness, off his album Pure Righteousness, way back in the day. You know, I got to pull them out. Got to bring them back. Oh, man. Now, I was reading this case. A four-year-old can be sued. And it's a case, it happened with two four-year-olds were riding their bikes with training wheels on them, by the way, and they hit an old lady. And they were under the supervision of their mothers. It just so happened they were riding the bikes, and the old lady, I guess, came around the corner and whatnot, and they hit this 87-year-old woman. And she was seriously and severely injured. She suffered a hip fracture that required surgery. And unfortunately, she died 3 months later. What happens, her estate sued the children and their mothers, claiming that they acted negligently during the accident. Now, I mean, obviously, the kids' lawyer argued that the kids weren't engaged in an adult activity. You know, it's four-year-olds riding their bikes with training wheels on them. Now, the unfortunate part, of course, was that the 87-year-old woman who had the hip fracture and died a few months later, I mean, it was a tragedy involved, but I don't think that four-year-olds should be able to be sued and put out there as negligent. They're fucking 4 years old. I mean, I understand we are a quote-unquote nation of laws and whatnot, but four-year-olds, negligent? Four-year-olds with training wheels?
Yeah. Don't sound right.
Yeah, I understand. I mean, because the state, I mean, obviously, these are children, whatnot, who are hurt by mama, grandma dying after an accident like that. But you got to think, you can't say that these four-year-old girls were out there to maliciously hurt her. You know, I'm sure they weren't trying to hit her. And this is one of those things where when you talk about laws, I wonder sometimes, being the conspiracy guy that I am, do laws like this get passed so that you can mess with adults later on? Because this law really serves, I don't see who wins in this. I mean, the family and the judge involved, and you think you're going to punish these four-year-old girls? You're going to ruin four-year-old girls' lives forever because of an accident? An unfortunate accident, but an accident nonetheless. Four-year-olds. It's weird to me that this kind of stuff happens, but once again, we don't go after real criminals. We don't go after stuff that's important. We pursue things like this, and people wonder why everything is off the chain here, as far as morally speaking, because we're more about the law and upholding laws and statutes and suing for stupid shit, but not the common sense is missing. A whole lot of common sense missing. Yeah. I don't know. Now, what's going on with my homies? I hear y'all got an event coming up. I got an email.
Excuse me. Yeah. Another event going down November 27th. That's a Saturday night, and it's my partners at Walk With Me Entertainment, and they're doing their theme is a lot of promoters do parties and they try to get the money for themselves, but proceeds are to benefit Diabetes Foundation.
Okay.
And that's going to be Saturday, November 27th. It's going to be at the Red Circle, downtown San Diego. And, you know, there's a few other things going on. But I'll give you that information next week.
Okay. Well, I got an email and I wanted to talk about it. I mean, I had a great time at the last event. And so I would encourage people to go to these events. I mean, it's a fun time. And then when you talk about it's a fun time for a cause also, where you're not only partying and having a good time, but you can actually help people at the same time. It's a win-win.
Exactly. And, you know, everybody knows somebody that suffers from diabetes. Either you know somebody that's going through it now or you know somebody, you know, that had it. But, you know, and diabetes, it affects everybody. You could look up one day and next thing you know, you got diabetes. So, you know, some of the money, the proceeds from the event, go to the Diabetes Foundation. That way that, you know, they can help people that have diabetes. They can help find a cure. You know, many different ways you can go about it.
Now, all right, now that we've done that. Now, have you heard the little mini uproars behind this Tyler Perry movie for Colored Girl?
Yes.
Now, I mean, I had no real interest in seeing it. It looked uninteresting to me, and I guess maybe for some folks it may be interesting, but I was reading an article where a guy was talking about it's a typical Tyler Perry movie where all the black men are psychos and there's always something wrong with the men in his movies. To which I reply, and I may have a different take on this. You know, sort of like when Cherry was on, when she was like, well, if you sit around and you wait on them to make that movie that you like, it will never be made. I'm of the opinion that if you want to see something, you think you're not being portrayed in the right light, portray yourself in the right light. Anybody can get a video camera now. You can find a homie that can edit some shit up for you. You make that movie.
If you don't, like you said, if you don't think it's right, you make it right. You make it right in your eyes.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those things. At this point, I'm really tired of hearing it. You know, they complain, oh, this movie, and they were talking about that new detective series with Boris and Tojo, whatever his name is, the
undercovers,
whatever. And they're saying that it got canceled because nobody's watching it. Now, for me, I saw it and it didn't look interesting to me. All I seen was every clip was them tongue kissing and about to go to bed. I don't want to see that. You know what I'm saying? You know, they're spies and they're sleeping together. I'm like, ah. It didn't pull me. I'm like, is that what it's all about? You know, I tried to watch an episode and I was bored and I stopped watching.
It basically took you out real quick. I never saw an episode because, you know, I'm not a big TV guy. There's really nothing on TV that draws me in. You know, you said I was bored, so I watched it. I wouldn't even watched it. You know, there's just not a lot on TV that I can actually, a lot of stuff that I can actually relate to or that I feel that I need to sit down and watch. You know, so I just let it pass by. I've never seen an episode, so I don't know what I missed or what I did miss.
Well, you'll be able to catch those six or seven episode run on BET or TV One, I'm sure, real soon. Because I heard that it was canceled, and so it'll be off the air here real quick. But I think it's one of those situations where, you know, you're a creative person, build your own audience and make them come to you. I think that, hey, make your own show. And
exactly.
You come with 100,000, 200,000, a million viewers, and then you dictate the terms. And understanding, I mean, hell, we haven't seen Dave Chappelle ever since he left TV. And I would think, and I could be wrong, but you would think that the term blackballing would come up. I mean, because we're talking about the guy who had the number one DVD in the nation twice. He was the most popular show on TV. He's not on TV anymore. So you got to look at it and say, well, if the number one guy, the funniest guy on TV, can't get back on TV, can't do any movies, anything like that, then don't look for Hollywood to bail you out. Just
exactly.
Gotta make Hollywood. I mean, that's where we at. I mean, I don't really go to the movies any longer because I don't see too many things that interest me. Like you say, you're not watching TV, whatnot. It's your money. If you don't spend the money, they will lose money, like they've been losing money and trying to do whatever they can to appease you, and that's how you got to do it. Because they want your money.
Exactly. That goes back to something I heard, a song I heard a long time ago about. You know the song that Public Enemy sang. How did it go?
It depends on which one, because they had so many great ones. But if you talking about Shut Them Down,
more or less, Burn Hollywood Burn.
Burn Hollywood Burn too.
Yes,
I smell a riot going on. First they guilty, now they gone. Yeah, I'll check out a movie. Well, you know which one it'll take to move me. I mean, that's the thing. We're at a point where it's a cultural thing where we got to be more like Rosewood, self-sustaining, and do you. And if you don't think doing you is good enough, then something's wrong with you.
Yep.
Conforming gets you what? Nothing.
Nothing. Exactly.
Well, I wanna thank you, Black Steel, for coming on the air with me.
And as always,
I wanna thank
you for having me.
Yeah, I wanna thank everybody for listening. And who you got in the fight?
Margarito.
You got Margarito in the upset?
Yep, got him.
All right. I kind of think that he's going to do it too, but when I saw he did that video against Freddie Roach, I don't know. But we shall see. So we'll talk about it next week. We can see if we were right or wrong about it, because I'm sure somebody's going to get knocked the fuck out.
doubt.
On that note, Dick Hugger for my main man, Black Steel. We out.
Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you guys.
Smooth.
Drama.